So who exactly was that whole big crew that was in here before me here?
Brink and the Style. Ah. From Habitation Furnishing and Design.
There you go. That was nice to see them.
Yeah.
They're fun people. Not like me. I'm sad and boring.
Very monotone show that you host. You never get excited. It's
where are my pants, damn it? It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday we are here. Good to have you with us today. A lot to get to. We'll definitely talk a little bit about 9/11 as we are remembering that today. Obviously, a big day for that. We've got our Democrat of the Day, though, ready to go. Alex Herring is joining us, the DFL candidate from District 9A. He is kind enough today to join us to talk about his campaign as Democrat of the Day. Alex, thank you very much for the time.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for letting me have a few words.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you. I really do appreciate the time. For everyone out there, first and foremost, who exactly is Alex Herring?
I am the DFL-endorsed candidate for House District 9A, which is Southern Cass, Todd, and Wadena counties, which is up kind of in the Brainerd, Wadena, Staples area of the state.
Yeah, your staple. You've got Wadena on the far western side of your district. Staples is kind of dead center, but you've got kind of a little bit of an odd shaped district. It actually touches Interstate 94 and goes north from there.
Actually, that's where I am today. As I'm over in Alexandria, I did a tri-state manufacturing legislative forum and went through a tour over at Alexandria Tech at their machining program.
Well, very solid. Now, what prompted you to say to yourself, this year I'm running for District 9A?
It's been a cumulative factor issue. It seemed like for a long time, as my wife and I were raising our family, politics just continued on. We'd go and vote, and things were okay in the world. 10 years or so ago, the world kind of changed with the housing financial crisis and all the other dot-com booms or busts that started to affect us personally, and we started to pay more and more attention and to get more and more involved. The climax came a couple years ago, and it seemed like, well, we should start really showing up a lot more than just going to parades and getting involved in DFL activities. So we're interested in making a difference. We're interested in seeing affordable health care, affordable education, and affordable housing. As a general contractor, housing is very close in my world to see what's available in our area for housing, both for workforce and for retirees and for just folks in looking to go to the resort capital of Minnesota, I'm going to call it, in our area. There's also other factors like the affordability of health care and access to health care where we don't seem to have real strong leadership in our our current legislator that represents us or our majority that I'd really like to see progress made with single-payer health care.
Well, if you don't mind, let's jump back to your general contractor, because I want to.
Yeah.
It's an interesting discussion point. Obviously, I'm here. We're down here in the Twin Cities, so the housing is an issue. I mean, we have a lot of people that talk about: do we recycle an older building and make that work today, or is it tear down and we rebuild? But obviously, single family housing, stuff like that. When you're looking in rural Minnesota, what is the housing situation like? Is there – I mean, obviously, there are some towns where there – I mean, I imagine there are very affordable, nice houses that you can go to. But, as we have a working population that's trying to make things happen, is there enough housing in these communities for single families with the wages that are getting paid?
That's what I see as a general contractor. Some people are able to remodel as they want or build what they want. Many people in the workforce are looking just what can they afford, and what's on the market right now for affordable housing isn't necessarily something that you'd say, gosh, that's exactly where I want to live, or that's going to be an energy efficient home or can I open these windows even? Wow. If the age of the house, you know, if it needs some remodeling. And part of that housing is also with a lot of seniors aging in place, they may not upkeep homes like we think they would. It's just because they can't anymore, or it's not the top priority of their life right now with healthcare changes or things. So there's a lack of workforce housing available that people could move into to attract them.
That's got to be an interesting element of it too, because as you talk about, I mean, there's a lot of cute houses. You go out into small town America, and I do love some of the houses you can find out there, and you can find real value. But you also find, unfortunately, because you know these are houses from the 1910s, 1920s that have stood the test of time because they were built so kind of industrial back then. But you mm-hmm. you know, you have asbestos issues, you got lead paint issues. You know, when he talked about upgrades for the modern family, a lot of times. A great house like that might not have a chance because the cost for a working family to really have to clean up the house because of just changes in standards is pretty expensive. I mean, imagine that does price some people out as well.
Yes, and just the, whether the equity is there when they're talking to the bank to come up with the funds to remodel, the bank is looking at what's the equitable value in that building. That's where there's a gap. Usually.
Once again, Democrat of the day is District 9A. It's Alex Herring is joining us right now, running in that district. You've been doing door knocking out there. We've talked to a lot of outstate Democrats. I have to imagine you'd mentioned it yourself, health care. That is such a big issue, especially since, once again, Republicans promised they were going to get a fix in here. They've put them in charge. They're going to have this fixed. And we seem to be taking step after step after step backwards, pre-existing conditions, denial of health care, you know, either bankruptcy or death if you have anything serious happen to you. What are you hearing when you're doing the door knocking in 9A?
Well, those are all the stories I'm hearing in a nutshell that you just went through. And a big one for small businesses is whether or not they can have full-time employees, because if they have to offer health care benefits, they can't afford those employees. And the employees obviously want to work as many hours as possible. They love the benefits. But with single-payer health care, we would be able to separate health insurance from where you work. And that's actually a big factor for businesses, because they're not worrying about that human resource health care premium going up every year or any all that extra time. And bankruptcy is another factor that comes up. People that have lost their savings, so when they get to retirement, they're scraping by if they're lucky, or even as a working age family, that can affect affordability of your life. If you're burning up your savings to pay for medical costs.
I've heard stories of insulin, of people basically holding off on getting insulin because it's too expensive. Regardless of what people think about the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, the reality is we had some serious problems with our healthcare system, namely that pre-existing conditions, or, you know, if you were god awful sick, your options were death or bankruptcy. We are the only developed country on the planet where bankruptcy because of healthcare costs is a thing. And, you know, I know that, you know, Tim Walz, as he's running for governor, he wants to make that his issue, you know, an expansion of single payer, a plan there. There is, as you talk about, there are other elements of this, too, that the small businesses, the fact that they could take that, you know, yoke off their neck and be able to to basically, you know, I got happy employees that can go see a doctor, get a flu shot, for goodness sakes, without me having to look at who I lay off this week to afford it. And that's a huge deal.
Oh yeah, and like you said, with people cutting their insulin in half or to dose themselves under what the recommendation is, we just had a friend who lost his nephew because he couldn't afford health insurance, and he was a young guy, and he actually had a common cold that got worse, and to think that someone died from a serious cold and left behind, you know, a 9-year-old daughter and spouse. Is just mind-boggling when you think of how, you know, if you lose your job, where's your health care coverage? You're thinking about getting food on the table for your family, keeping a roof over your head. So, you know, everything is intertwined in the message.
I'm floored by that story, but that's – I mean, if there's anything that just highlights where the – we have the greatest healthcare on the planet. It's accessibility. That's our problem. And it's – you know, when someone has the common cold and we can't get them to a hospital to get basic medication and basic medical care and they're dying of the common cold, I mean, this is 20 steps back. You know, and that's unbelievable. That is all my best to their family as they're dealing with that tragedy. Beyond healthcare, though, what are some of the other issues you're hearing as you're going door to door?
Well, the education comes into play as far as we want our kids to do better, and we have access to like the technical schools and also 4-year colleges or extended programs. It's sometimes just the cost of those. In my case, we used up a lot of the savings we had for our kids' college to try and keep our home when the housing financial crisis went through. So we were looking at loans to get us through and get our daughters through college or school. And what we found is that, it's really nice when Betsy DeVos's family can buy another yacht. But yeah, if we're paying double what the initial borrowed cost was, so those $40,000 loans are now $80,000 to pay back. That's a huge debt for our children to bear, and the fact that I'm a co-signer means that's for me to bear.
Well, and they have definitively made it tougher. I mean, if there's anything that's a sign that they are just trying to turn college education into a have, not the have-nots option – It's mm-hmm. the way that Betsy DeVos has gone after college funding and basically said that unless you have the it's coming down to unless you have the money up front, you can't go to college.
Yeah.
Well, Alex Herring once again joining us now. This is a great time of year. Have the leaves started changing up there in 9A?
Yeah, there's some rebel trees that are changing colors.
Mm. It's a great time of year. This is the point, Alex, where I say to everyone out there, okay, you're in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Great. If you're like me, you got a relatively safe Democrat running. Great. By all means, help your local Democrat. But if you're in a relatively safe district, we need to flip seats outstate in Minnesota. 9A, gorgeous district. As you said, vacation capital. I mean, you go up there, it's just gorgeous. And at this time of year, you get these great days where it's relatively – you still get some warmth out there, beautiful color. Imagine some apple orchards around the area, maybe a winery or a brewery or two in the area. It might be a great opportunity for a person to come on up there, do some door knocking for you, volunteering for your campaign, and then being able to enjoy the region up there while they're having a fun time on the weekend.
It is a great time to do that, and yes, I'm rooting for a flippable district here, and I have been outdoor knocking, and that's really my strategy for the next couple months is to knock a lot more doors. And if you looked at my event calendar, it's kind of full just every day of doing stuff. like all candidates should be right now. If people do want to volunteer, my email address is basically off my website, which is Herring. HER4 MN for Minnesota, and then 9A for the district .com. So that would be the way to find me. And I also Googled myself just to make sure that I still show up in the world. So just looking for Alex Herring, HERING, I seem to pop up, which maybe I search myself too much, but I got to make sure there's no scandals at the top of the news.
Well, you go on out there, help out 9A if you can. A fantastic time of the year to get up there. It's Herring, HERING, the number 4, MN, the number 9A.com. Herring 4, MN, 9A.com. I will link to everything on the social media sites a little bit later on. If you can, once again, get out of the metro area. If you can't get out of there, make a donation. If you go to his website, you can make a donation as well. Herring, the number 4, MN9A.com. Like I said, I'll link to everything a little bit later on in social media. Alex, you've got it's a good district because your opponent was only elected last election. It's looking like a blue wave this time around. This is a winnable seat. 9A going to the DFL would be a huge victory. All my best in your race as we headed towards November here.
Thank you very much, Matt.
My pleasure. Alex Herring, 9A, Democrat of the day. We'll take a break. Come on back. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on Earth. Artists like Mark Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years' experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
As we head into fall, get your vehicle service done at Rudy Luther Toyota. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. Routine maintenance or a larger repair, easily schedule your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com. They're fast, courteous, and they get the job done right. And considering my schedule, I trust them. Get your vehicle ready for the cooler weather with a trip to Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us this week for Minnesota Matters, a news, entertainment, and sports show covering everything that matters in the North Star State. Tune us in right here or at your convenience at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Once again, thanks to Alex Herring for joining us today. Democrat of the Day, 9A. Jim Reed tomorrow, Lori Pryor Thursday, and Anita Flo is joining us on Friday. So we've got Democrats of the Day loaded up. And by the way, I say this, it is my favorite time of the year. Good temperatures outside, generally anything really sunny and 55 or higher, just gorgeous. Yeah, grab a sweatshirt. You'll fine. You'll be fine. But if you get into outstate Minnesota, especially you start heading north right now, great colors are already starting to come on in. Wineries, apples, breweries, come on. What's not to like? Get out there, help out these DFLers in these districts. They need door knockers. Door knocking is the absolute freaking key. You want to flip districts? Republicans are terrified of door knocking right now. As a matter of fact, Hunter emailed me, our other producer. Hunter emailed, and he was talking about how the Republicans are just having to pay people to door knock because most Republicans are terrified of going around for the first – where's my health care? In rural Minnesota, what are you doing to my trade markets? So they need people going out and knocking on doors. They need donations. Go on out to outstate Minnesota. Help the outstate Minnesota Democrats. The DFL can take back the House, but it's how much you want it. I've already been out. I'll probably be out at least two more times before Election Day in outstate Minnesota, door knocking, helping out rural DFLers. What are you doing to help the blue wave? What are you doing to help the blue wave? That's the question we all should be asking. David is in San Francisco. Hello, David. Thank you very much for holding.
Yeah, how are you, Matt?
All right, Matt.
Yeah, I guess... To get started, the way I'm helping right now, I got up early and I checked Trump's tweets and noticed that he didn't say a thing about the hurricane that's looming off the shore of the two red states, North and South Dakota, Carolina, and Virginia as well. And so you know, he's tweeting while danger looms.
Well, and so it's, and you mentioned that. I mean, it's, I'm not even going to read his tone deaf tweet this morning about the 9/11, remembering 9/11. I mean, he is. I mean, I think, have you read Bob Woodward's book, Fear? It came out today. Have you seen any of that yet there, David?
Oh, I've been paying attention to the interviews. Yeah, Absolutely. He's got his major theme. You know, they try to call him a liar, but there are too many people that have got clear examples of his. Frankly, have you ever read Naomi Klein's book, The Shock Doctrine?
Yeah.
All right, you know that... That whole purpose of that book is to warn us that there are economic vultures who will allow disasters to happen so they can swoop in and buy everything up at auction prices. So when you look at Trump's history all the way back in New York in the 1960s and 70s, they took advantage of white flight. They were the racists that were saying, oh, blacks are moving in your neighborhood. Go buy a house in the suburbs. Abandon your house in New York City. And who was there to swoop up and get all that land, not only at free, because he got the redevelopment agency to give it to him, but they were able to use redevelopment techniques to foreclose on people who were left behind.
Well,
Go ahead. Well, Naomi Klein wrote an article last year and named five people from his administration. It was Pence and was the Tillerson and Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos got to privatize the schools after Katrina. That there are all of these school districts in the parishes and of not only New Orleans but Louisiana that she's making money from every day after Katrina.
Yeah.
And so they went, now and they're doing no warning and no help for the red states down there.
Well, and David, I want to step on in here because it's a weighty topic, and what you've gotten into is we can comment a lot on already. No, he's exactly right. David in San Francisco is exactly right. There are people within the Trump administration who look at natural disasters as money making opportunities, and it's not just the scooping up of real estate. It is it's stuff like Betsy DeVos. Right now, Betsy DeVos's team is preparing to privatize as many of the public school districts in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia as they can after they get wiped out. And the payback, here's where it really gets nasty, is the local Republicans who control most of these districts won't even allow a funding increase to happen so they could rebuild the school. The fix is in. They basically shrug their shoulders and they say, oh, well, gee willikers, golly gosh, what are we going to do? Oh, here's Betsy DeVos. They'll take over and they'll run it for profit. And by the way, that profit's guaranteed generally in these Republican contracts, which means they raise your taxes so that they can basically pay for yet another yacht for the DeVos clan. And clan is the right term. Ugh. It is disgusting. It is disgusting. And yeah, yeah. 952-946-6205. Kara Levin's got a story. Investigators warn of creep shots. Oh, my God. Really? Investigators warn of creep shots at stores. Investigators are seeing more cases of people taking sexually suggestive photos of people without their knowledge in public places like retail stores. If you've been on social media lately, you've likely seen some posts about people being followed in stores. Oftentimes, the conversation turns to concerns about sex trafficking. Police say that's typically not the case. It may be something very different, although still disturbing. Across social media, you can find posts warning others of men suspiciously photographing women and girls at carnivals, gyms, and stores. At Dakota County, investigators want you to be aware what could look like a person just walking up with a cell phone in their hand and standing next to you at a register. They could be capturing images, said Captain Dan Biacani with the Dakota County Sheriff's Office. They called creep shots photos that are not necessarily pornographic but are sexually suggestive. They're taken in public places without the subject's knowledge, often of women and sometimes of children, and the photographer sometimes posts them online. There's a number of different websites. They've seen an increase of creep shots, and he says that they pursue it as a crime. In one case, particular, according to court papers, a suspicious Walmart employee in Apple Valley reported a man following a mother and daughter school shopping for 25 minutes. Court records show the employee told police it appeared Andrew Taimo was taking photos of the 11-year-old girl. He made it appear to them as he was also shopping. Biakani told court records say that Taimo was charged and pleaded guilty to public nuisance without admitting to photographing the girl. He received a stay of education, meaning he went on probation for a year. Then the judge dismissed the charge, but that led the case to a search warrant. The court papers say investigators found thousands of child porn images. Taimo again pleaded guilty, was sentenced on probation last month. During an investigation, we often run into the case where there is child pornography on the devices. Whether or not the suspected creep shots lead to that big charges, Biakani wants people to be aware that they're who's around them when shopping. I've had people say that I don't know what you can do to stop this. I had someone come up to me. It's like I was taking a picture. I wanted to take a picture of one of the Snoopy statues at the state fairgrounds when I was at the state fair. I wanted to take a picture of this, and I'm starting to take the picture, and the woman says, "What are you taking a picture of?" I said, "The Snoopy." She goes, "Oh, I thought you were taking a picture of my daughter." No. It's heads up to the Walmart guy that caught this guy. But, it becomes – as long as we allow these photo devices everywhere, which we do – and especially considering that when you can take photos and it sure looks like you're just checking something online, I don't know what you can do to stop it. You're not going to stop the cell phones. They're going to be everywhere. So, I don't know. That's Kara Levin's got that story. I'll link to that a little bit later on. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Hold on, Gary. We'll get to your call after the bottom of the hour break. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Lots of good things come in threes, like three-pointers, a triple scoop ice cream cone, and Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's triple savings sale. Just install a new furnace and AC this September, and you'll triple your savings to the tune of $2,700. That's right. Get rebates and other discounts for a total of $2,700 in savings. Learn more about Standard's triple savings sale at standardheatingdeals.com. That's standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
A fantastic lunch is waiting for you at Milton's, 36 and Douglas in Crystal. Start with their delicious wings, Milton-style, buffalo, barbecue, or naked. Or try their famous barbecue rib nachos. They've got great lunch options, like their grilled sandwiches, the ribeye, the chicken, and the portobello mushroom. Try the fantastic fried egg with asparagus and ciabatta, and their jerk chicken sandwich. Or change it up with a Milton's Cobb salad, a chopped jerk chicken salad, or their warm and satisfying soups. Lunch today will be delicious if you head to Milton's, 36 and Douglas in friendly Crystal.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Programming also brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Great local restaurants, many of them locally sourced. You get a great local meal and the money stays local. EatLocalMinnesota.com. It's 9/11. And My mom was traveling for business at that point, and there was, she ended up having to drive back to Minnesota. I don't want to focus on the failures of preventing it. I don't want to focus on the failures of the W administration to hold those accountable, the wars that we got into, and just the way that we wanted almost like perpetual war. Eisenhower talked about it, and you know, it sounds like I don't know when we're ever going to get out of Afghanistan at this point, and these other places. It's a scary thought process. I do want to focus on one specific element, and that is, you know, well, just the people involved. Obviously, remembering the people who all died on 9/11. Remembering the service members, the soldiers who lost their lives in Afghanistan and in Iraq afterwards, many of whom the tens of thousands who were permanently injured, including mental illnesses and mental injuries that they sustained on the battlefield since 9/11, so remembering all of them, remembering all who served. Thank you very much. As a veteran U.S. Army myself, thank you very much. But I also want to make sure we do highlight the fact that we have a lot of 9/11 responders, first responders who I still to this day can't comprehend being a fireman walking into the Twin Towers and looking up and saying, what do we have to do here? You know, the idea of this. I mean, it was theorized in part, but it had never been happened before. You never had people take airplanes, commercial jets, and throw, you know, fly them into a large skyscraper. Yet they didn't stop. They didn't stop. They went up those stairs. They went up and up to try to get as many people out as they possibly could. Most of the people who were anywhere near the Trade Towers when the buildings collapsed, have had a history of health issues. Many of the 9/11 responders are already dead because of illnesses and health problems they received on 9/11. And we have had these problems, and we know that they're happening. And yet, our government, under Republican leadership, has failed over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to give those brave men and women who rushed into danger the health care and benefits that they so justifiably earned on 9/11. If you want... You know, some people will get mad at me because you're politicizing 9/11. A lot of Democrats died on 9/11. A lot of Republicans died on 9/11. A lot of foreign people died on 9/11 too. This is not a political issue. Taking care of the first responders shouldn't be a political issue. It shouldn't. I shouldn't have to bring this up. This should be as easy as a layup of a political policy as ever. You should be, oh yeah, 9/11 responders. Okay, sign it. Send it to the president. Sign, done. Okay, get them the health care. We're done. We're done. Next bill. Instead, they continue to fail these people. They disgrace the bravery of that day. This is becoming a political issue, not because Matt McNeil is talking about it In 2018, 17 years after the event. It's not because of me that this is political. It's because of the inaction of the Republican Party to do the basic, decent thing. Elect Democrats. Let's get the 9/11 responders the health care and the benefits they need. That would be honoring the day. That would. 952-946-6205. Gary is in Minneapolis. He's been holding for a while. Welcome on in, Gary.
Thank you, Matt. You know, God's chosen ones, the Bachmans and the Pences and their followers, they're so eager to bring us to end times, funded by the Coke machine and their money, you know, so they can rise on high and the rest of us politically incorrect, morally unfit Democrats can go down under. That's why I mentioned, you know, that Pence, you know, he was so unpopular in Indiana when Trump picked him. They picked him with these fundamental extremists, very extreme views, to make a solid backing for them with Trump. I think he's really dangerous, too.
Oh, I think that's undeniable, Gary. He is very dangerous. And, you know, there are some people who say impeach him first to a point. No, I get rid of Trump first. If, you know, like I said, my gut feeling is the Democrats win the House. Right around Christmas, Trump will – there'll be an announcement between the Republican Party, the outgoing Republican leadership, and Trump that Trump has agreed to step aside and he'll resign the White House. Pence will take over. The trade-off is that the tax returns never get released, which I'm going to – I'll laugh and laugh and laugh at the idea you think you can get away with that. They'll eventually come on out. But – That is my gut feeling is that I don't think that the Democrats are going to have to remove Trump. I think Trump himself will run screaming from the White House when he realizes all of his mysticism that he's built up is all fraud and that it's about to get exposed. But then take out if Pence ends up being the far right Christian jackass he seems he is, well then, you know, and plus the fact that let's be honest, Pence clearly knew what was going on with the Russians too. I mean, they used him because he can go and do Ernest face, not Ernest from like the movies. Ernest goes to camp or something like that. Hey, Vern. No, he can do actual Ernest face. Maybe can he do the actual Ernest face? Can he do the other guy's face too?
I think he can do it.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about this. Pence can do Ernest face, and that's why they put him on Meet the Press and you know Stephanopoulos, this is show, and there you go. That's because but he was the spokesperson. Like, of course we didn't do that. Is that a woman in the studio? Get her out of here. I mean, I remember those episodes. I mean, Pence is a hoot. I loved him on Johnny Quest. Anyway, now he does look exactly like the Johnny Quest guy. Anyway, he does. Anyway, you know, with due time, we'll take care of that as need be. Speaking of, though, let's go back in time, shall we? 20 months ago, maybe 22 months ago, there was an argument. I don't know if you've heard this about why Republicans were screaming this about Hillary Clinton. I know.
Republicans screaming about Hillary Clinton.
They were screaming about saying that you should not use personal email for professional business and professional email for personal business, that these crimes that Hillary Clinton had done negated her from holding public office. You remember that? I remember that. Oh, funny story. Peter Stauber tweeted about the economy on Monday. His campaign also issued a new standard weekly newsletter documenting Stauber's travels. And within the past few days, Stauber's camp released a 5-minute YouTube video for campaign highlights. But the St. Louis County Commissioner and Republican candidate for Congress in the 8th District continued to avoid the Star Tribune report from last week, which outlined correspondence using his county email address and an outside political group. Now, what did we just find out? He was using his professional email to conduct personal business. This is something that Stauber himself might have condemned only 2 years ago, saying this negates this from being, you can't put this person into office. This is not my standard. I'm not bringing this up because this is my standard. This is all your standard. That's, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you go to a restaurant and the guy says, I love hamburgers. So the guy brings him out a hamburger and says, why did you bring me a hamburger? I hate hamburgers. Well, you just said it's like, it's not me. I'm going to look at the guy and said, well, you did say you like hamburgers. That's your standard. You set the standard. You Republicans were the ones who set that misuse of email and technical devices is an instant negator for holding office. Every stinking one of you hypocrites, every one of you. And here you go. Then let's impose your standard on the Republican candidate in the 8th District. Your standard, not mine. Not mine. This is your standard, Christians. This is your standard, guys. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Go for it. What? Nothing? Nothing at all. You guys on the Republican side, you've just become a hollow shells. You're not even Reagan at this point. You're not even Brian Reagan at this point. You're just hollow shells of yourselves. And you think that because you can scream really loud about, you Democrats have to apologize for everything, that we don't see you. We see everything that you're doing right now. You're trying desperately to hide in plain sight because you can't comment on health care and you can't comment on tariffs. And you sure as heck can't comment about how great our quality of life is in this country thanks to Donald Trump. For God's sakes, in the fear book, he wanted to invade Venezuela, for God's sakes. All your own standards have gone away. You will never, I promise you, never be able to come back to me and say, well, sexual indiscretions in the White House or that person should resign. I mean, like, nope. And I'm sure you're always, well, this was 12 years earlier when he was sleeping on his third wife after she gave birth to a kid with the woman that was also cheating on another woman. But never mind. I'm sure you guys are going to try deficits. Look at that Democrat. They're raising the deficit. I am going to go, you mean after Trump doubled it? Because he just gave a massive tax handout to the wealthiest Minnesotans and wealthiest Americans? There's nothing you guys can say. And emails and this stuff, you guys, we have hours of tape of you. Can someone go out and see if you have Stauber anywhere talking about Hillary Clinton should not be running for office if she's used personal emails for private business or for professional business or professional emails for private business? If you can find it, there you go. Hypocrite, hypocrite. This is your standard. This is not mine. I'm just holding you to your own standard, and you guys fail horrifically. I mean, my God. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Come on back. I got two more buttes for you before we're done today. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Our weekly Native American talk radio show will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show, your source for elder care and caregiver solutions, inviting you to listen to our live call-in show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding elder care and caregiver issues to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your best quality of life. Please join us this Saturday from noon to 1 for the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show and learn more about us at MinnesotaHospice.com.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. From the fine folks at City Pages, earlier this summer, Madison Lake Police Chief Dan Bundy was on vacation at Yellowstone National Park. Like many tourists from all over the globe, he was drawn to the park's natural splendor. The geysers, waterfalls, the hot springs. But something was not right on this sunny day in this beautiful place. As he sat among the other sightseers, he pulled out his phone and began... Creep shots? No, they weren't creep shots. No. That different story. That was the Carol Evans story. That's... No, it was not.
When you put the ball on the tee for yourself.
Yes, it's like, when I have to, it's like, well, that would be a good joke now. Well, I'll go with it. And then I'll say, no, it wasn't. He wasn't doing creep shots. That's called a joke. No, he opened up his phone and began to record a monologue. Oh, God. Zooming in on his nose and reflective sunglasses. Is he in Super Troopers? He speaks.
Yeah, what?
He speaks shenanigans. He speaks softly, confidently into the microphone.
So I'm sitting here at Yellowstone Park in the good old USA.
No, don't think that was actually his voice.
I kinda like that voice.
That one's painful to do. So I'm sitting here at Yellowstone Park in the good old USA, a proud veteran. He says, tipping his hat to display the American flag logo. And listen to the languages I hear. He turns the phone around like a periscope, taking in the chatter from some of the fellow tourists, talking and laughing near him. It's difficult to make out exactly what languages are being spoken before he fixes the camera back on his face. All I hear is blah, 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 blah. He says, fluttering his tongue in his mouth, he scoffs, "Wake up, America!" Bundy was not immediately available for comment, so we cannot know for sure if it was really, truly the first time he realized there are other people who speak other languages on the globe who travel to places like Yellowstone National Park to see the natural splendor. Does he think it's supposed to be, you know, U.S. citizens only at national parks? Is it supposed to be white citizens only at national parks? I don't know. He needs to clarify. Bundy could say about the video happened is in his personal life rather than when he did it on duty. His Yellowstone. Once again, you guys keep forgetting this. You're a police chief, and you're very vocal about in your private life about how you hate all those foreigners. Well, you're telling me you can clamp that down? Listen here, Johnny Moron. You don't sound like you can understand how tourist attractions work. What are all these people doing at Disney World? What are you all doing here? For God's sakes, you idiot. You're telling us that you can basically start mocking people who are foreigners in your private life, and that's not going to carry over into your personal life? Please. His Yellowstone monologue has since been taken down. The city of Madison Lake didn't respond to interview requests. Madison Lake City Administrator Kurt Kephart told KEYC that people should be cautious before calling Bundy a racist and that the police department has his full support. I should have to be cautious, okay? So, Brett, all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Racist! All right, see, I was being cautious, you know. I was careful, looking around. I have a right to a personal opinion. Seems pretty racist-y to me. I'm being cautious. I was being cautious, for goodness sakes. I gave myself a 5 count. Gotta do some heavy lifting sometimes. Since the person who tipped them off didn't identify themselves, he said, and since the video is not a city issue, they won't be delving into it further. All right. I got to tell you something. If I was in the city and I found out my police chief was actually putting out, you know, videos where he's mocking foreigners, I would think that that would be something you want to look into. Because even if it's, you know, the whitest town in America, you have to understand that there, God forbid, a foreigner drive through your town. And what is your police chief going to do about that when that person is there? I mean, God, he's at the natural splendor of Yellowstone, and the only thing he can think about doing is doing my personal monologue about all these foreigners. By the way, I'll state the obvious. Dude, I hate to point it out to you, but probably some of those people were Native Americans, probably speaking traditional languages, and they were here first. White guy, just going to let you know. If someone's got an argument on this one, I'm going to give it to the Native Americans. Just going to let you know. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Ooh! And then finally today, there has been, you know, Jeff Johnson clearly does not like these anti-healthcare ads that have been airing against him. They've got some good ones. And you should take him on because the Republican Party has failed on healthcare. This is the reason why they're not door knocking in most districts, is they're terrified of going to a door and finding someone who's got serious medical problems saying, where's the cheaper, better healthcare? I don't know. Johnson has called these ads blatant lies intended to cover up the fact that DFL candidate for governor wants to eliminate private health insurance and force all Minnesotans into one government program. Now, first of all, speaking of lies, that would be that. He's not about basically shutting down private insurance. He's saying this, that you should be able to have a single-payer system like Medicaid, Medicare, that people can enroll into and be part of so that they don't die of the common cold, you idiot. So, folks, this isn't rocket science. It really isn't. You can take down these Republicans on Trump alone. I showed you how to do that in regards to their grand Keith Ellison rant. But on this one, this is simple. You know, they try to say, you're trying to do government health care for all. I said, tell you what, let's go find someone on the street. If you have the option of basically the government basically is creating a health care system where everyone can get health care, then go get treated for illnesses, they can go get much more affordable insulin, much more affordable EpiPens, much more affordable medications, would you be for it? And you know what? Because the Republicans have screwed up healthcare so bad in this country, most people would say, in a freaking heartbeat. What would you rather have? The Jeff Johnson, your choices are bankruptcy or death system of healthcare? Or would you like healthcare that if you get the common cold, you don't have to hope it doesn't develop into something worse and probably still have to go to work while you have it, that you can basically go on out from there and go get treated? This isn't rocket science. What choice do you want? I want a system where basically people don't die from the common cold. I want people that are not having to die because they have to choose when to buy insulin or whether they can afford an EpiPen. I want a system that actually cares for the humans. But hey, wacky liberal, label me as you must. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.